if you wanted to ask somebody to buy you some lettuce, you'd say, please go to the store and buy me three
heads of lettuce.
Okay. And would you ever use the word head to speak of how many children you have?
I have heard people say things like that, but not for real. I mean, you know, jokingly. But not seriously, I don't think. I mean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When they were joking, what did they say? What was the kind of expression that they used? I don't think I've ever heard it.
They might say something like, gotta go home and feed all my heads, you know, or something like that. I mean, it's just, you know, not if you were really seriously talking about it, you wouldn't refer to them.
Yeah.
I don't think. I never have heard it done, really.
Okay. If somebody had 7 girls and 7 boys, you'd say he had a whole what of kids?
A whole bunch of kids.
Okay. Did you ever use the word passel?
No. Passel? No.
When you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the ears is the...
Shucks.
Okay. And corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob you'd call...
Rose ears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's another word for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This young corn, I don't know. And I don't even know if I'm saying that right. All I know about corn is, you know, roast ears, or, you know, just, they always say, like, it's tender young corn or something like that.
Is young corn and roast ears, are they different?
That's what I'm telling you now. I know you say roast ears, but I don't know if you're talking about when it's young corn or what.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
The silk.
Okay. You also have the same name for a thing that hangs down off the graduation cap?
Tassel.
Okay. Would you describe the silk for me some more? I mean, where all is it?
It's the top of the ear of corn, you know. And it comes out of the ship and usually hangs to the side of the ship. It's silky looking, strange stuff.
Yeah, it's down inside the ship.
Yeah, it goes down inside of the,
Okay. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
A pumpkin.
Okay. And what all different kinds of melons are there?
A honeydew and a watermelon, and some people, I guess, call cantaloupe a melon, a kind of melon.
Okay.
And that's all I can call right now.
What's the difference between a cantaloupe and a honeydew melon?
The cantaloupe, the skin, the outside skin is rougher, and then it's different inside. It's more of an paley orangey-looking color. And the honeydew is all like a light green, and the meat of it is you know, almost the same color.
Mm. Okay. Do you know names for different kinds of watermelons?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call those little umbrella-shaped things that grow up in the yard in the shade after a rain?
Toasters.
Okay, or another word might be? Can you eat?
Mushroom.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Mushroom.
Okay, can you eat toasters?
I don't know. I don't know. You can eat mushrooms, and I don't know which. I know you can eat mushrooms, but now I don't know how to distinguish the difference.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat's all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. And you'd say he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay.